Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I am Isabel, your one and only host. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to everyone listening. This podcast is about the life of a little brown lady, a Filipina who loves to take people on her expedition that is life. From her high school experience, to sports, to culture, to family, and to many more. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's go!
Welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. And in today's episode, I have a very, 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 very special guest. And the only reason why I'm doing this podcast, my sister.
Hello.
Guys, my sister is the one who told me about podcast. Like, I didn't even know podcast existed. Ate, introduce yourself.
I don't know how to introduce myself. Hi, guys. I am Mika, and I am Lisa's sister. I don't know what to say.
Okay, since it's the end of the week, let's start with the highs and lows of the week, Mona, since I do that every week. Do you want to start?
Nah, parang, you go first because I am
thinking. Parang I know na your lows, the one you ranted sa IG.
Oh my God, yeah. Oo, yun yung low ko. Maalam ko na kung ano yung high ko.
You go first.
I'll start with the lows para lang mag-chill out na ako mamaya. Kasi, oh my God, this low is such a low. Fucking rude. Okay. So, I am currently on a job hunt, and a little backstory, I did not graduate. I took 2 years of college, and then I dropped out, and then started working. So, now, I'm looking again for a full-time job. This guy called me to interview me for a job. So, I got the call for the initial interview, and it was going like a normal interview would. If you don't know how a normal initial interview would go, they usually just ask you what's on your resume and a little bit more than that, a little bit more about yourself. But this guy clearly did not read anything that I sent him, my CV/resume or my portfolio. So he gets on the phone with me, asks me about my past work experience, and then proceeds to ask me about my educational attainment, which I always say naman na parang, okay, sige, I'm not a graduate, but here's my references, so you can check with them na lang, since a lot of companies still look at educational attainment too for hiring. Which I understand, but I'm very transparent naman when it comes to that. I always say na didn't graduate, blah blah blah. Pero this guy, as in, putik, parang 10 minutes kaming nag-uusap about ang lala niya, as in paulit-ulit siya na. Oh, okay, so you dropped out. Yes, I did, and then I started working. So he asked me why, and then I said nga na I was supposed to go into law, and then I realized that was not for me, and then he's like, okay. So, bakit di ka na lang nag-shift? Oh my God, hello? Kwentuhan ba to? Date ba to? Even on a date, you won't talk about those shit. Sobrang lala, ang lala. And then he kept berating me about it and how he was asking me, parang yung Chris Aquino meme na, because? Parang ganun, as in parang, felt like that. Parang he wanted to get some tea out of me or something. Yeah. Sobrang weird. Just parang ako, okay, you know what? I kept telling him na, just check my portfolio and maybe you can get back to me after that. Which he did. He called me a second time. So sabi niya, oh, okay, you're fit for the job pala. Like, what? I was trying to tell you that the last time and you just kept talking to me about the fact that I didn't graduate. So yun, as in, tuloy-tuloy pa rin. Tapos, ang dami niya na namang tanong. Pero, it was about naman me working for different companies. Like, I gave you all my references. If you call all of them, then you would know. Freelance experience ko nandun. Yung full-time experience ko nandun. Internships ko nandun. Which is a lot. I have been working Yeah, including my freelance and my internships for like, what, 4 years? And my experience for this specific job, nasa 2, almost 3 years na. So as in, parang ako, ano bang problema mo? As in, tinatanong niya ako if meron ba akong work sa events, which, okay, which my big. Last job was literally in events, which is yeah. on my file. And oh. also, he asked ako, can you do scripts? I was like, yes, I have scripts in my portfolio. So parang ako, kuya, ano bang trip mo?
Yeah, and diba if you're the one interviewing, diba dapat you have to read everything first before you
exactly. interview. And that's literally his only job because he's a headhunter. His job is not with the company mismo that is hiring. He's hired by that company to find people
yeah.
for the job. So that's your job. And yeah. I worked in one of the jobs I worked for before. I was an administration officer, admin officer. And we also handled interviews and a bit of HR. So I have experience in interviewing people. And that's not how you do yeah. it at all. Mm-hmm. As in, sobrang labo talaga. Tapos parang, if, pero dinisclose niya kasi yung company that's looking for copywriter, yun yung position. Yun nga, so parang ako, okay, sige, maganda yung company. So, sige, papagbigyan ko na since I'm not gonna be working for him anyway. But yeah. like, if I get the job, I'm really gonna say, excuse me, don't hire people like that.
Yeah. Mm.
Ikaw, ngayon ka palang nagsisimula mag-internships and all, be prepared na there are just some interviewers yeah. who are just, yeah.
Yeah, nakakainis yung college though. Like, why? Why would you take so long sa, in exactly. that area? Like, does it even matter? I feel like it's more of the experience, which is the one
exactly,
you have.
21.
Yeah.
Like, and also, I feel like I wouldn't have much of a problem with it if I got it all the time, but in my 4 years of working, this is the first time ever that I was getting berated about that. So parang ako, ano bang trip mo? As in, kung pwede ko lang siyang sampalin over the phone, charot. Yan dala. Okay. Enough of that kasi sakit. Sakit sa ulo. My highs is wala, nabudal ako ng Zalora. Pero...
Oh my gosh, did you use my code?
May ko, hindi ko naabutan yung code mo kasi nag-check out ako as in 12 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Pero, so yung total ng cart ko, parang nasa 800 plus. Tapos, di ba may mga vouchers per store, tapos yeah, yeah, yeah. bumaba, tapos, nag-voucher ako, GCash. Umabot ako sa GCash. Kasi nga, 12 a.m. ako nag-ano, 35% off.
Oh my gosh.
So, that's... all in all, yung total ng cart ko, nasa 400 something na lang.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Zalora vouchers yeah. are so good.
So,
like, when I checked it, because I don't go to Zalora, but then, di ba, I had a code. So, I checked. Oh my gosh, yeah. it's so okay pala. So, I...
The Laura vouchers are so good.
Yeah.
I mean, nabudol ako, but fine. Masaya naman ako din sa budol ko. Pati Lazada. Because I was saying I got the milk frother, so I'm so happy.
Yes. So, we can also use
You're so far. Sure. You're yeah. so far. You should get, I told you to get.
No, after, send me the link. If it's,
wala.
If it's
as in, wala na. As in, out of stock.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well.
Hindi, ano na lang. I'll let you know if okay siya. Kasi parang, when I checked it, parang 3 people pa lang yung
nag-review.
But the reviews were good naman. And also, I bought another thing kasi from that shop. Bumili rin ako ng, what the heck? What else did I buy? I bought a tablet stand. Parang kay mom.
Oh, yeah, the one.
Yeah, kasi when I use my tablet.
I didn't case, even buy anything. Solo. I feel so...
Yeah, the code.
I know, but I don't know what to buy.
It's fine. I mean, you get to save more money if you don't buy anything.
Actually. Okay, anyway, for me naman, dude, okay, I started my lows. I cried. When did I cry?
Why?
Yesterday, after our science test. Oh!
Why?
My gosh, it was so hard. It's science.
What are you learning in science? Oh yeah, you don't
We're
like
talking
that.
About chem? I don't even know. Chem or bio? Chem and bio? Physical.
Biochem? Oh, physical science.
I don't know, but it was oh, so hard. And there's like 3 essays. The first 2.
But my essay?
The essay was about, one of it was, I have to explain a table. And then the other one is you have to make a script for an experiment. So the experiment was okay. Yung experiment na ginawa ko was oil and water. Because I don't know. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But then, okay, so there's 3. The other 2, nasagutan ko siya. And then may multiple choice. I just guessed that. Because I really don't know. I really try, but I don't know. And then the other one, ate, I left it blank.
You didn't even try to answer
so,
it?
I put 1 sentence, but I didn't explain it. So at least I get like 1 point.
Something.
For something. But it was so sad. I cried after because, oh my gosh, so hard. Also, I don't think...
Oh, it's so hard.
Dude, science is so hard. I really
But care. Also, it doesn't even matter. Because you submitted college apps now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel like... I don't think I'll fail naman science, you know. I always attend naman class.
Yeah.
I just don't listen.
And that's on you.
No, I try. I try kaya. It's really hard.
What?
Oh, my highs, we don't train anymore. Since it's ano.
What? Why?
It's, like, it's project week kasi. So our coach wanted to focus sa ACAD. So we stopped training muna. So... Yay, I did trade for the whole week. So, I swam.
Tapos next, kaya pala nag-swim ka. Tapos next week, wala rin kayo training kasi Holy Week.
Yeah.
And this week pala.
I swam, but then, I couldn't wet my hair.
Yeah, because you have new piercing.
Yeah. But it's okay. I exercise naman my leg. Okay. Ang haba ng highs and lows natin. So, let's move
kasi
on.
Kasi ang haba nung low ko. Kasi ang sobrang low. Low nung taong yun. As in, nakakainis siya. Oh my God, my Finsta story. It was
I watched it.
Parang 16 parts. My friends were all laughing because of my nails.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You look like the meme. The meme.
Okay. So, in today's episode, we'll talk about mental health.
Like, ooh, I think.
Well, we'll talk about, like, the basic, like, what's mental health. But then, I want to dive deeper. Like, the mental health people don't usually talk about. Get that? I feel like other people, example, my friends or me, when I think of mental health, it's usually anxiety, depression. But then, parang I feel like there's more into that.
There's a lot more. I'll be talking about some personal experiences also. Dealing with mental health.
My first question is, ate, for you, what is mental health? For me, kasi when I think about mental health, ayun lang talaga nagpo-pop out sa mind ko. Anxiety, if you're super stressed, I overthink a lot. Is that even...
That is. It is part of mental
health. Basta, anxiety is like the first thing that pops out. Because ayun pa lang na-experience ko as of now. So,
yeah.
How about you?
I think also kasi anxiety and depression, parang na-misuse yung terms for stuff like regular worries or regular na parang nasasad ka lang. But it's so much more than that. Pero I think that's why yung dalawang yun yung pinaka napapag-usapan. But there are other things like traumas, neurodiversity, which includes ADHD and autism. There's a lot of stuff that isn't talked about on like a mainstream level. Pero I guess it's the job of not only mga psychologists and psychiatrists, but like people who are in the media to retell it properly. Kasi shit, ang dami kong napapanood na parang ako personally, as someone who has ADHD, when I watch movies or like TV na may ADHD character, it's always just like yung usual mo na parang, uy, squirrel! Tapos, yes, yung very flighty na parang ang daling mag-distract, which is okay, shit. Madali nga talaga akong mag-distract. Alam mo yun.
Yeah.
Madali akong mag-distract. Pero, it's not just that. That's like scratching it at the surface level. And I think na, especially here in the Philippines, people are so scared to tackle it properly.
Yeah. Ang dami kong naririnig, especially yung mga adults na when you say na parang I have anxiety, they're gonna be like, ay, wala lang yan. Diba?
Oo, yeah.
Right? But then, you don't get it.
And it's not like what I've always gotten, especially after I got my diagnosis, was it's all in your head. Yun yung sinasabi nila. And that's the problem.
Yeah,
that's a problem. It's a mental health issue. So it is in my head. So
yeah, and it's like, not helping the person pa.
Exactly, right? Exactly. And parang, I think it's still very taboo here in the Philippines versus in other countries. Pero it's still, in a national perspective, hindi pa rin siya naiintindihan ng maayos. Parang for the longest time. I mean, if hindi mo alam, dati, people used to be electrocuted to try to parang fix their mental health issues. May mga quote-unquote baliw na dinadala sa mga mental hospital. Tapos yung therapy. Electrotherapy. No! It's just
that.
Yeah, ganun yung ginagawa nila dati.
Oh my
As in,
God.
Ganun yung ginagawa nila dati. And I think, ako ah, yun lang yung, parang yun yung naiisip ko kung dito nga, na magpatingin sa psychiatrists or psychologists if they feel like there's something wrong with their mental health. I think that's one of the reasons why. Kasi medyo na-embed yun sa culture natin. Like, ganun talaga dati. Hindi mo ba alam yung kwento ni Lolo?
No,
I forgot which Lolo. But yeah, parang ganun yung nangyari. Medyo like, naging mentally unstable siya. Tapos parang they were saying na huwag niyo talin yan sa mental kasi ano lang yan, i-electrocute lang yan. Ganun.
Oh my God.
Ganun siya before, kaya nga parang, and that's why people are so scared to talk about it, but then like the information needs to be disseminated na it's not like that. It's therapy, it's medicine, it's talking about it, and it's talking it out.
Yeah, right. Wait, I wanna know more about yung ADHD, the one you talked about kanina. Because, it's interesting, and I want it coming from you because maybe you have experience.
What do you mean?
What are you guys feeling? Because what we're seeing lang is you get distracted easily. But I want to know like what you're feeling inside.
My favorite description of ADHD is having multiple tabs open. One of the tabs or at least one of the tabs is playing music and you can't figure out which tab it is, no matter how hard you try. ADHD is para siyang masyadong hyper, ADHD, hyper yung H, masyadong hyper yung brain namin. So marami kaming iniisip at one time. So we're doing this podcast, I'm talking about this, I'm concentrated on this, but I'm thinking of many other different things. But it's not like some people are like, oh my God, I do that too. It's called multitasking. No, it's not. It's hard. It's a lot harder for us to multitask in that sense kasi nga, we also can't really figure out which task is the priority. Parang in our brain, everything is important. And everything needs attention. And that's what's happening.
Oh my gosh, ganun pa na yun.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it.
So it's just a lot of things happening at the time. That's why, di ba nakikita mo ko, like, when I'm with people, I'm very okay, ganun, ganun. But I always try to be alone. I always retreat.
Yeah.
Because it's tough to think about. And I get really tired at the end of the day when there's just a lot of people talking to me and a lot to think about. Because I'm already thinking about, like,
a lot.
A hundred things at once. Yeah.
That's how it works. So that's what people think.
Yeah, that's why also it's easy for us to forget things.
Kasi ang dami niyang iniisip.
And that's why we're not, yeah, and that's why we're never like sitting still, we're fidgeting with something, we're whatever, because we have more energy also in that.
How did you I don't know your story when,
like,
you got
kwento
your...
ko sa'yo. I think you know this kwento na. I got my diagnosis in 2017 or 2018. It was after I had dropped out. And then I told our parents na parang I really want to get checked because I know na what I'm feeling is not normal. And
yeah.
I love learning. I just don't think that school is right for me.
Yeah.
Parang ganun. So I just, like, I really, it took so long for me to get them to agree to get me checked.
Mm-hmm.
But then, parang, oh my God, I went through, like, doctor that I felt that understood me. I went to one doctor who was, aside from being a psychologist, was a neurologist. So a doctor. Mm-hmm. That handles the brain. And she told me na nag-iinarte lang ako. As in, my God, ilang tao yung nakuha kong ganun.
Oh my gosh. See,
yeah, so I was like,
see,
yeah,
what I'm saying.
After that check-up, I was crying in the car on the way home. Because I was like, what the fuck? Like, it can't be that. Like, I'm having such a difficult time. Why are they not hearing me out? And it's so hard to hear, especially from a doctor na nag-i-inerte ka lang. Like, can you imagine hearing that from a doctor? Like, you're supposed to be the one helping the people and you say that?
Exactly.
But when I got to the doctor nga na that diagnosed me, she was like, okay, sige, till merong parang questionnaire. She gave me like 2 questionnaires. Na parang I had to fill up. It was just like, do you feel this way? Blah, blah, blah. From a scale of 1 to 5, how much do you feel this way? Are you easily distracted? How do you get distracted? How much energy do you have? Basta mga ganon. And then I also had my first session with her then. And sa first session pa lang, sinabi niya na, I think you have ADHD. But after these tests, again, let's see, let me look at them and then come in for a second session, ganon. And then, explain niya sa akin na parang hindi lang na yung ADHD, and your ADHD has been undiagnosed. It's not, because there's something that adult ADHD, which is diagnosed in your adulthood, but then there's just like ADHD na from like when you were young, ganon.
Yeah.
And my ADHD has been undiagnosed since I was a child. Kasi nakwento ko din sa kanya yung before na parang, ewan ko kung pre-nursery yun or kinder, mom would be called into like the principal's office. Because apparently, when we take tests, mauuna ako, mabilis ako sumagot, kasi matalino ako, wow. Basta mabilis ako sumagot. Tapos, wala akong ginagawa, nabobore ako. So, tumatayo ako, tapos umiikot ako ng class, tapos tinuturuan ko yung mga classmates.
Oh my gosh!
Ito yung ginagawa ko. Oh, so
why am I not surprised that you would do that?
Exactly. I think that's something I still did in like grade school and high school. Pero, ganun yung ginagawa ko. So, gets, ang dami ng energy, hindi ako pwedeng maupo lang.
Yeah.
Ganun. So, tinuturuan ko sila. So, si mommy napapatawag. Eh, so gets, like, when you think of ADHD, you think na yung makukulit,
yeah,
makukulit na batang lalaki.
Yeah.
That's what you think of.
Just, yeah.
So it's so different kasi how it's na with guys and with girls. Pag girl ka, it's normal for your ADHD to go undiagnosed until you're old enough na parang, okay, I'm gonna get diagnosed.
Okay, so yeah. Pag, if you're a boy, mas so early like ka. Usually, mas early kang na-diagnose.
Just because ang usual symptom for ADHD is hyperactivity. But there are three kinds of ADHD. Hyperactivity, yung isa, I forgot the word. Very ADHD. Pero it's like, yung hindi ka masyadong, wala ka masyadong pake. Like, when you talk about something, it just leaves your brain. Inattentive is the word. Inattentive.
Okay.
Hyperactive, inattentive. And the other one is combination. So it can be both.
Mm.
So I am inattentive. Oh. But a little hyperactive also, but more inattentive. There's a lot about it. Especially here, parang ADHD gets thrown around and it's always just about boys who are hyper. But it's not
Ano ginagawa ng friends mo? When they knew about that, did you tell them what to do to help you siguro?
Well, it depends kasi. So, I also have anxiety and depression, but it stems from my ADHD. I usually get episodes of anxiety and depression when I can't do the thing that I'm supposed to do. I want to do something, but it's so hard for me to do it.
Mm.
Like, my brain does not have the mental capacity to concentrate on that thing that I want to do. So imagine, like, there's a lot of phones ringing, but you can't find yours.
Yeah.
That's when I have trouble and then I get anxious and I get a panic attack and it gets really bad. There are times na I'm driving and there's so much things like in my mind. In that case, parang I end up calling friends. Kasi depende naman sa tao. Some people like to be parang when they're having a panic attack or when they're depressed, they want to be alone. Or they want company, or some people want to talk about what's happening, and some just don't wanna talk about it.
Yeah.
Ako kasi, it's either I retreat. There are times na I go months without going out, without talking to friends or whatever. Or in the case na parang I'm outside, or I'm driving, or I'm at work, or I'm at school, nothing's happening. Para lang I get my mind off it, and I can breathe better, and ganon. But I have a friend, my best friend, si Andy. She's like that too. She's like that also. Like, it's better if you just talk to her, and like, talk to her normally, parang to stabilize the situation. Yeah. But there are times when her panic attacks get really bad. So, there are times na I have to give her like a plastic or a paper bag so she can breathe into it.
Yeah.
I think kasi there's not naman anything that you can prescribe to anyone. Because even though we could be diagnosed with the same thing, we still are our own person.
Yeah.
We're different.
It's different how you cope.
Different how you cope.
And how you deal.
I think what friends can do is help their friend who is struggling mentally two things. What their triggers are and what calms them down. So yung triggers yun yung parang some people when they hear a word, it's not good for them. Or when they see a person, it's not good for them. You figure out that and you figure out how if you can avoid it or if you can just like find something to ground them when they interact with that trigger or yun nga, yung second thing is what calms them down. So, katulad ko, ako nga yung parang if you're with me, just talk to me normally, just pretend I don't have a panic attack so I can breathe better. But yun nga, some people use weighted blankets which sobrang okay din ng weighted blankets. Some people like having tea. Some people use essential oils.
Yeah.
Some people, yung at that time, yung at the time na mayroon kang panic attack, some people nga like to take a bath or like splash themselves in water, ganon. Find what works for you and use it and explain it to your friends. Mm-hmm. And if you're struggling mentally, I think you should talk to your friends about it because they could be struggling with it also. Yeah. And as friends, it's better to like help each other rebuild, diba?
Yeah. Yeah, the one you said kanina, it is really different for others. Also, it depends on the situation, I think. Maybe in some times you like this.
Mm-hmm.
In different situations, this is what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think tama nga, we just have to help each other.
Totoo.
How do you...
Most important talaga is communication. Like, communicate.
How do you know na hindi siya... Okay, example. I'm a person who overthinks a lot. I feel like my friends know that. How do I know na it's overthinking or I'm just being OA? Kasi ang dami ko din naririnig na people say na OA ka lang. Stop thinking na you have anxiety. Example, stop thinking na you have depression. How do you know if you're OA or if you really have anxiety, if you really have depression?
I think first of all, dapat hindi siya binabrand as OA because you'll really never know. Especially if someone's coming up to you and opening up. Huwag mong sabihin OA sila kasi hindi mo din naman nararamdaman yung nararamdaman nila.
Mm-hmm.
As friends, dapat support kayo, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, part of the support rin naman is calling your friend out. Pero if mukha namang hindi talaga okay yung friend mo, eh, just be there for them. Eh, you're never really gonna know talaga until you get diagnosed.
Yeah.
But I think what you can do talaga is if you can't get diagnosed, at least like try to find something na parang kumbaga sa high blood, para kang may maintenance to help your mental health breathe better, to help I write my feelings, ganon, kasi mas nadadigest ko yung feelings and kung ano yung nangyayari when I journal. I know I have friends who meditate a lot and that helps them, but I can't do that. I can't sit still.
Yeah.
But yeah, parang yung journaling na yung form of meditation ko. I can't sit still. Good Lord!
Yeah. Wait, last question. Kasi for me, I'm having a hard time differentiate mental and emotional. Parang emotional is what you feel. Parang mental is the same. I don't know. For me lang, I feel like some of my friends or some people think the same. But for me, parang minsan na-exchange ko ang mental and emotional.
I think yung main difference niya is if you get paralyzed by it. Like, okay, you can get sad. I get sad over like when I see dog by the street and they're dirty and they look thin, I get sad. But if it's a paralyzing sadness na hindi ka makawork, hindi ka makagalaw, hindi ka makamove on talaga, or like anxiety kung if the worry is too much na you let go of other things because you're so scared of something, like you're so worried that something will happen, then that's something na you should talk to with a therapist, maybe. And also, to be honest, even if you're not diagnosed with anything, I think therapists are a pretty good helping hand in terms of digesting emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
It's their job.
Yeah. I feel like therapy talaga is a good way to, you know, exercise your mind. Diba?
Yeah. The problem is lang talaga is it's expensive. So if you are privileged enough to go to therapy, I think you should. Because mental health is just like physical health. If you feel sick, go to a doctor. And that's what you should do with your brain.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, isipin mo ganito. The only reason your heart functions, your feet function, or any part of your body functions is because the brain tells it to. If hindi nagpa-function properly yung brain mo, then the rest will follow. I've had, sobrang TMI, but I've had anxiety that has made me throw up. Literally, throw up. So, I mean, it's like, it's your brain. Your brain is the central force in your body.
Mental health. There, yeah, for example, if you're not feeling well mentally, then how will you be able to go through the day, diba? How will you be able to move, to eat? Diba? Minsan nawawala ka ng appetite if you're going through mental problems.
Kaya sobrang, oh my gosh, inis ako talaga sa phrase na it's all in your head. Because that's the problem. Nasa utak ko nga siya, and that's like the most important part.
It's not helping. Okay, just don't say it na lang. It's not helping. It's making it worse pa nga eh.
Exactly. Just if you have a friend na who's struggling, just ask them, how do you think I can help? Do you need anything?
Yeah, I have a friend.
It's different for everyone.
And we just try to understand him. What we do, kasi we have a friend. What we do is we try to be patient. That's it. Mm-hmm. We have to be patient. Kasi we don't know what's going through in his mind. Malikot nga siya. But it's okay because he's going through something. And we don't know because we're not going through that. That's why we just have to be patient. And we just have to be understanding.
Yeah. And it's also, when people say kasi it's all in your head, what they're trying to say is you're imagining things, but it's not. It's literally, if you check brain scans of people with trauma, with ADHD, with depression, with anxiety, iba how the brain works. Like if you check scans. So it's literally in the head, and it's not just something that we imagine, because it's there. And
yeah, and it's serious. It's not something people should like make fun of. It's all in your head. It's all, like, it's serious. It's a problem. It's like, it's a mental health problem. So do you wanna add anything pa before we end?
No, wala lang. My question ako is, how ikaw with your friend na who has ADHD, nakikita mo ba yung differences with how we are?
Yeah, yung friend ko, si Rafa.
Oh, si Baby Boy?
Yeah, you guys call him Baby Boy. But yeah, he has ADHD. At first, when I first met him, I was like, ang likot nitong batang to. He is really malikot.
So, it's the hyperactive type niya.
Yeah, for sure. But, okay, he's also, he's malikot. He also can't sit. He just can't sit alone. If he can, he's gonna stand up the whole class or walk around. He's like that. Nung naging friend ko siya, he's the type na ang kapal ng mukha. He's just saying things. It's okay if he hurts people. He's saying things. But then, when I really got to be friends with him, when he showed me yung PWD card niya, when he told me about ADHD and mas super na-understand ko siya. Sobrang naging patient ako, sobrang, I helped him. Kaming barkada namin, we helped him go through that. Hindi kami yung, just because,
yun yung sasabihin ko, and like,
napinabayaan na namin siya. Kasi I know a lot of friends na,
exactly,
because he has ADHD, you have to unfriend him, because he's weird, he's not normal. But then, that's the problem. Kami, what we did is we,
were people also.
Yeah, exactly.
And okay, like, it's not like if a person is being mean, they can't use their mental health issues for it. Because it's something that you really have to work on. Because I sometimes say things also na parang very crass and whatever. And as his friends, dapat sasabihin niyo, okay, maybe that's not the way to go about it. But you can't be mean in return as well. Kasi ADHD people are very emotional in a sense na merong tinatawag na rejection sensitivity disorder. That and that's part of ADHD wherein we feel like when we're called out, we also feel like, damn, that sucks, but times infinity.
Yeah.
Parang,
yeah,
it's an attack on our whole being. So you have to also find a way to explain. But also, that's just proper, that's just being a proper human. Stop calling people out. Like, just tell them, except, you know, the government, because they suck.
But yeah, ayun nga. I know, basta, I know, sa school namin, I know a lot of people who try to bully or to unfriend people because they have problems, just because they have ADHD or whatever. But I don't know, for me talaga, then if other people will do that to you, then why be the person who will help that person, diba? Be that someone who will help. What we do, we invited him sa mga orgs, we invite him sa mga church, to keep him busy. Also, at the same time, he gets to reflect. Ganon.
Yeah. Totoo. Yeah.
Also, we also make sure na we check up on him. Parang it's our...
Yeah.
But as a friend, talaga, we always check up on him.
Yeah. And also, like, it's hard to concentrate kasi with ADHD, especially with, like, studies and stuff. So you check up on him in that sense also. But ako kasi I feel like school naman talaga isn't for everyone. Like I'm a part of a lot of ADHD support groups online where like I can make chika with different people from all over the world who also have ADHD. Some of them are literal like what, 2 master's degree and a PhD. Oh, yung iba sa kanila, but like some of them are also dropouts like me. Some of them are artists. Some of them are lawyers. So it's something you can't see. It's a disability that you can't see. Mm-hmm. So I think ang bottom line is just be kind to other people because you don't know what they're going through. Except the government, once again.
Yeah. They suck. Happy birthday.
They suck and they need to fix their shit. Happy birthday, Lady Gaga. That's the end of this podcast.
That's the end of this podcast. As always, we talk so long. I don't know. I like talking to you. I think we're the 2 people who talk a lot.
You love me. Love me. You love Ate.
So anyway, imagine if you're here, you're probably hugging me right now. That's why I'm like this.
Come on. Come on, you say you love Ate. Come on.
Okay. That's the end.
Come on, say you love Ate for the podcast.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, for the sake of this podcast and because she's the reason why I started this.
Yay! You say I love Ate.
Okay.
Come on.
You.
Okay.
I love you, Ate. Oh, thank you for being here. For accepting. Hello. Thank you for accepting the invite.
Hi. Finally.
Also, we were supposed to make a podcast na 3 of us. So at the end of the day, siya na lang yung guest.
Maybe we should do an episode na tayong 3.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Thank you, sister.
Follow me on social media.
Olago.
I'm NixBC anywhere. That's NICSBC everywhere. Instagram,
yay,
Twitter.
Follow my sister.
No, add me on Facebook.
Okay, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you, everyone. Yay.
Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey Podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, please rate this podcast. It will really help me a lot. Follow this podcast on Spotify or wherever you're listening to get updated whenever I post a new episode. You can also support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help me sustain my future episodes. The link to support is on the podcast and episode description. If you have any questions and or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinajourney@gmail.com, or through Instagram at thefilipinajourney or at Isabella Cruz, my personal IG account. You can also send a voice message through Anchor, that is anchor.fm/IsabelVC/message. The link is also on the episode description. That will be it for today. Let's talk soon. Bye-bye.